Samaches, Sif Gimel. So we talked about before, we talked about the loch of the after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. There's this prohibition to do malacha, possibly at least at some level to the Raisa, means original sources. That which we keep in the Zman Hazez, Pashas is the Rabbanon. That's after Chatzos, because that's the time when the Korban Pesach was fit to be brought. Karem Chatzos. Before Chatzos, that depends on the minhag makom. Makom shenagu lasas malacha oisim. Before Chatzos, the place where the minhag was to do, you could do. Makom shenagu shalol lasas ein oisim. If the minhag was not to do, you have to follow the minhag. You should not.
You said.
Means both are valid.
Halacha zayim.
Gimel. Did I say zayim?
No, you probably said gimel.
I wouldn't put anything past me. The basic minig is not to do malacha and erev Pesach even before Chatzos. Ramah says the dafka malacha is gemurah. It's referring to full bona fide malachas. We'll see what this means in the Mishabura. Al bashar malachas a field of minig lekha. It comes to other types of malachas. It's not even a minig lechumra and those other things. Okay. The Mishabura in Gimel malacham shenogu oisin. The place where the minhag was to do, they would do, and that's mutter and sekut and yud. Filu biskar, even for pay. Sif hey yivur sif zeh ayn shomim mechaber b'mal. This sif will get more clarification in sif hey. Yud aleph shol lasis.
When it says that what you said the other day that. You don't, that day that you bring a carbon is like a yantif, you know, the malacha. But I'm assuming that the malacha we're talking about is not malachas that are related to the actual hakarbas hakarbon, because it's tons of malachas that are going to
be
like
right, shita, yeah. Right, and, obviously,
and,
yeah.
So and all that. Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a kind of interesting thing that. It's all based on the carbon, and the carbon requires malachas deraisa.
Well, you know, you're raising a good point. If you see from the psukim, you know, Yom Tov itself seems to have the same minhag, same concept. That the Torah clearly ties the foundation of the chiyum of Yom Tov to Karbonos.
Yeah.
Which your mechal, you know, mechal Shabbos, mechal Yom Kippur, mechal. You bring the korban Yom Kippur, which is also.
Yeah.
Yom Kippur is definitely bound to the concept of korban.
Right.
There's even a fascinating. I mentioned this book in the shul, Shabbos Chol Hamoed. There's a Meshech Chochma last week's parsha about Loisko. The Meshech Chochma says that when the tzibur would bring a Pesach Sheni, the scenario which like we. And there's a concept of the case from basically this is rebuilt between Pesach region and Pesach Sheni.
Why?
Basically, it's rebuilt.
Oh, okay.
So nobody brought Pesach region.
Right.
When the Gemara clearly says you can only be doicha the yachid to the Pesach Sheni, not the tzibur. But here we have a scenario where the whole tzibur did not bring the Pesach region. Can they bring the Pesach Sheni? So that's the Mechalik is also said. But in the Mechalik is built on Pesukim and Dibra Yom. If you don't learn the Pesach in one way, you learn the Pesach in the other way. Tell it that together with the Pesach, they were doing Yom. So the Pesach Chachma and Parshas Baloisko is Medaikim from the Pesukim. That according to the opinion, it says that everybody of all the Klaizel does the Pesach Sheni, they would actually keep 7 days of Pesach. And they 7 days of Pesach. That to be an Isra of Chometz. There's no Isra by your own, but they couldn't eat Chometz for 7 days. Normally, but correct. But that's only when Yochid does it. The whole Sibra does it. It's a fascinating. And then there's Machlok is how we pass it. Why Machlok Lamais on that situation.
Why wouldn't they all bring it as Yechidim? It's just too complicated.
No, we all the Klaisel needs to be Pesach Sheni.
So you just do it. That's better to do it as a community.
All of Klaisel will be. You'll have 50,000 Karbonos there.
Oh, okay.
Right. Say, but all of Klaisel is being Pesach Sheni.
Uh-huh.
All of Klaisel is celebrating Pesach Sheni together. See, all the. So the carbon brings with it the Yom Tov in some ways.
The reason to bring a Pesach Sheni is for two reasons, from what I remember. It's either you're too far away, or that you're telling me. Right.
Mishnah is himself in Kodesh say, you learn out, it's any onus.
Oh, it is? I thought it was only those two things.
The Torah was
not like a...
Right, so more of a different psukim, any onus. Just those two, there possibly are some differences in Allah, those two are all other onusim.
Yeah.
But they're definitely, it's not limited to those two.
So that means, let's say someone is sick and he gets well, he has to bring a Pesach Sheni.
If he could bring a Pesach Sheni, he'd bring a Pesach Sheni.
Right. I didn't.
It was worth coming tonight.
That's good.
Okay.
For that. Just even if it's the only thing I learned.
Okay.
There was only those two. Yeah.
You know, Shlulah says, "How do we need to chamal amale? Even the minig to extend the isra malacha to earlier in the day, but still only starts from sunrise. Cholayla mutz, but nighttime is mutz." Okay, the fill benayim achareim ad sepkal darvus ein restoring lasses mishum al titus charis imecho fill a tar ein moyo bezet. If they had a minute then to not to malacha starting from the morning, that becomes the minute of their minute, and that is maintained from generation to generation, and being matter netter wouldn't solve the problem. Or face it before concerns. Okay. Can't eat chametz. Right.
7 days.
Correct.
And a day supposed to mix up. Said Emily.
Only when he eats the korban pesach.
That whole night he can't eat chametz. When he's eating the korban pesach, so that's the night he's eating. He can't eat chametz. The Gemara grapples with that question.
So the day of the 14th,
correct. Okay, so the Gemara grapples with this. Where does Netzach HaMa come from? The Gemara grapples with this. We're beginning of Pesach. So Atar doesn't work because the logic behind HaTorah Sedorim in general, how does Torah Sedorim work? So Mor learns it out from, you know, Pesukim, obviously, it's a law of Mishnah, Sinai, Pesukim. But the logic behind it, the Ran explains, is...
You would have known the ramifications.
There's a concept of by a netter, and the moment you make the netter, you don't really mean it. It's not effective. So the Kiddush of Torah is we're going to retroactively create that reality. Right? So the language of the more the posing is ha'adam bishua. You have to have the whole person there when you make the shua. So HaTorah is a way to sort of turn the client back and say, well, he wasn't really there. Because had he realized this, he wouldn't have done it. That's only relevant to the person himself. Who made the netter, he goes, you know what, I didn't realize, I wasn't thinking about it. But as much as that, you're telling me now that's going to become compelling on the children, the more ones, the day of minig translating over to the children, besides the pasuk of Altitha Charzi Mechel, the more ones are not from a pasuk which is really a netter, a concept of netter. So, but it's not possible HaTorah, because you're not the person who made the net. So therefore the HaTorah doesn't work. Now, the Ramah says that Lididan, our minig Ramah says, was not the Ramah. The truth is that that's not such a clear. Usually we follow the minhag of the Ramah. The Ramah says the minhag was not the wheel. However, this specifically this minhag is not really so clear with the Ramah. Not everybody agrees that this is the minhag of the widespread minhag of Germany and Poland. So therefore each person according to the minigam, their minigam welcome, they will do whatever the minigam welcome.
It's not necessarily the widespread
correct. dafka melachos gemurah shigimu kanamas a base pagua balachar chatzos. The same way after chatzos we said it's that we allowed certain things, minimal work, etc. Even the place the minig was not to do was only limited. Okay, now sif da'alud. If I ask you, where does the halachas of the concept of minig amok, and where do you find it? You know, I don't know. Well, here it is. This is it. This is probably the main place, or one of the few main places where the concept of minig amok is discussed. The other place it's discussed is in Hilchos Tafsari Vav. We'll get to the halachas of Yom Hasheni. Go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lars, Chutz Lars to Eretz Yisrael. That's another place where it's discussed. So now I live in City X, and my meaning of my city is that we do halacha and erev Pesach after chatzos, before chatzos. And I now travel to a different city where they don't. So the halacha is lo yaseh beyishuv b'nei hamakolos. If I am now, where the Mishabur learns the case is that the person who's traveling is not planning to stay there. He's planning to go back to where he came from. He's just here for a visit. So he doesn't, the minhag hamakom is not binding on him that he must change his minhag. But he cannot publicly flaunt their minhag. So therefore, in the yishuv, in the place where people are, so he cannot do halacha because of the yishuv, because of the machlokes. He's out in the midbar, whereby nobody sees him, then he's allowed to do halacha. That halacha doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni. We expand it even to the midbar. To question why?
There's a minhag in the midbar.
What?
There's a minhag in the midbar. That's not an issue.
So if I'm in the country of Germany, in Germany they don't do malacha. They don't do malacha in Arab Pesach before Chatzos. I'm in Germany, so that applies to the whole country. That became the minhag of the country. So wherever you are in Germany, that would be the minhag. Nobody sees you. Whatever you want. The person goes to a place where they don't do, to a place which does. So, and you're planning to go back to where you came from. So your original minhag is still maintained, because you're still really from that place. So lo yaseh, you should not do malach. Even though everybody else is doing malach, you should not do malach. But I said, Allah, so it comes out that we give it to the person, Chumri Makam Shiyatsim Yisham, Chumri Makam Shalach Hashem. The person is bound to keep the minhag from where he came from, and also the that's the Chumri, and he's bound to keep the minhag where he came from, that's the Chumri. Now, so he's not doing any malach. Do not indicate to people the reason why you're not doing this because of you have a different minhag. That's why it's because of machlokes. But listen, you know, some of the people don't have work to do. You know, so you don't have work to do, so you're not doing it. It's not obvious. But don't do it in a way which is like obvious. Do not make yourself look distinct. Because that was different than the minhag hamakom, because of the potential of like. Kemi shadak lachal mekarmai, and a person who's planning to go back to where he came from, loy kenat shem mekarmai ben lahakam ben lahachmir, ushal yisrael b'flei achem hamakom shehu loy bnei hamakom. Now the Mishabur grapples with what this became. Okay, that's what we're talking about. But Mishurim is the case of Tom Kersh, the person died to Lachs. So Mikradin, I can keep the coolers on my old place, Mikradin, and I keep the coolers on my old place, Mikradin. But I can't do it in a way which is obvious to people because of the potential of things. The problem is based on the reason they said that before. So that's the problem. There are others who learn otherwise, but since we're learning Mr. Burrow, let's see Mr. Burrow before we argue with him. Okay. Mr. Burrow, you're down. So Mishra gives an introduction. Kavu shall simsel if he does some magen rabbi kama portion. Shechlitu kavoy sel alocha. According to the way the magen rabbi understands this sif, And the person which fell, the Mogen of Rav, well, maybe we'll see the Berlocha. The Berlocha brings it two ways. There's probably about four ways to learn this Rambam. This whole sif is the language of the Rambam. This is a direct quote from the Rambam. And obviously there's a problem which we have at the end of the sif with that, which sort of gives you, we're missing something. So there are probably three or four ways to learn up this sif. But assuming the Magen Rav's approach, which that's, we'll see that it seems to be the standard halachic approach. This is the underlying principle. The person leaves city A and goes to city B. The place where he came from has a minhag l'kula. The place he's coming to has a minhag l'chumra. See, he ain't died to lishakeh be'ir hazeis. This means he's not planning to live here. So there is a concept called minhag l'malka, which if I settle here, I have to keep the minhag l'malka. Mishmur will talk about later on. Nowadays, we live in a melting pot. This is was more relevant in the world of the shtetl, where there was an established standard minhag of that shtetl for years and years, and that was the only way to do it. So you can't, you're a chiyuv when you come in to keep the minhag up. We've created cities which are an amalgamation of many, many different groups. So that might be a different halacha anyway. But assuming there was a bona fide minhag malka, so a person moves in, if he's settling there, he has to keep it. But he's not settling there, so he's allowed to keep his meeker, then he's allowed to keep the minhag of the place we came from, even though that's a cool. So as long as you're doing it in a way which is private, that's mutter. You cannot do it publicly because that will generate machloekes. Now, because of the means it's something which is it's possible to stay private. If privately is difficult, for example, Kumar Malacha. So if you're in the city, even if you're doing it in your house, you cannot rely on that work is going to be, doing malacha is going to be, I walk in and I hear your washing machine running. Oh, man, there goes the tzina, right? You can't hide them somewhere. So if you're in the city, that's it. You shouldn't do it even though you're doing the tzina. No, we don't rely on that's called tzina. So as long as you're anywhere within the confines of the city, you can't do it. But Eliyate, the son of Chutz, go beyond the city. You can keep your cool of your minhag l'malka. That is if you're not planning to settle. If you're planning to settle, call a minhag l'malka. Take it. You should call the stuma here. Once you arrive in the tomb of the city, you reach the outskirts of the city. The tomb. You now have to keep the minhag of this new city. That's your plan. You're moving to the city. Therefore, if you have lots of chutz and tchuma shall hear, the whole given hover, and I'm sure. Well, if it goes out of tchuma, it's mutter. No. You don't have that head. Suppose when you're traveling, you haven't reached the city, you keep your old minhag. As soon as you reach the tchuma of the city, that's it. You're planning to settle here. That's your minhag. You can't say, "Well, let's go back outside yesterday on the way here. I ate X." So I'll go back out to eat it again. You know, I have one left over. You can't do that anymore. Once you arrive in the city, Shikar Chalalov, Minhag Malkum Zet. Kim Shabolakam, Likboya Makam. Since you plan to settle, you get the Minhag Malkum in this place. Vice versa. So the first scenario was a case where his Minhag Malkum was. Place A was Mako. He's coming to place B, which is Mach. What about the other round? If the minhag where he came from was to be machmir, he's going to place where now the minhag is to be make. So like I'm getting this, Nim died to the shakeh shah. Nifkami man will turn chumras and welcome shiel to misha. So once you plant the seder, you're no longer mechuyev to keep the minhag of that old mechum. You should change your minhag l'kula. Since you planted the seder, when you reach the tchum of the city, you change. We may die to leave the camel because you're not planting the seder. So then, die if you may not chum your makom shiur to mishum. You have to keep your old minhag. But also the hakol boys the dover kiminig a makom seder. You cannot be makom. Okay, but we still have the machlokes issue. The kol makom ain't loy the yisro rois b'fnei hanshei be'oisa makom shekiru boy shenan loyke wesu. Do not do it in such a way where it'll be obvious that you're disagreeing with them. If they have a colleague, it's because that's generally a colleague. Eliyahu Mitzino. So you have to do it. You keep your kumbra Mitzino. So that is the way the Rambam learns this. That's what about the environment brought to you. Now let's go through the details. Just bekitzer, the way the Maga Mishnah seems to learn the Sif, and this is how the Birk Roh and the Chagakim learn the Sif, that this idea that you lose a minig by moving to a new city is not true. If I live in City X and I have a minig, I move to the city, why? I keep that minig still.
You keep the old minig.
I keep the old minig.
In public.
I don't. No. I move to City X, has a minig, the Chumra on something. I move to City Y, and I settle on City Y. I still keep the Chumra from City X. That was my minig. I moved to Tokyo, I moved back to the first city. And that becomes my minig. That is transportable with me to the next city.
How long?
Fair. The fact that I'm selling the new city doesn't change it. Okay? So then they learn through the Sif over here based on this idea that even if it's died to the Shekeya, you maintain the meaning. That's how the Groh and the Chagakim. The Shah and the Marikash both approach it differently. They said there's a middle Madrega. They give two examples of the middle Madrega. Shach is one, Marikash is the other. They might argue, you know, the Shach is, well, if you're leaving the city A, you plan to settle in city C. Meanwhile, you go through B. So you can't say your minhag is the old Malkum because you're leaving the old Malkum. On the other hand, you're not settling here. So that's the Madrega which you're talking about in the middle, where you keep the Chumras and this and that. But once you get to the next city, the city you see where you're about to settle, so there, then you drop everything, you know, you totally become a member of that city. Marikash gives a similar type of idea, and his example is a case you're not sure. You haven't decided. You know, you're wandering along the way, and you'll figure out where you want to settle, You know, you haven't figured it out. Same type of idea. Right? So, but that's how they approach it. But the Mogan Rome approaches, the Mishmur Pass and the Mogan Rome approaches it this way. At the case over here, we're talking about the first part of this whole sip, it's the case of a person who's not settling the new place. He's keeping the chumras of the Mokum just out of the chumra out of the Mokhoikis issue. And if he can't replace a chumra to place a kula, he must keep his old minute because he's still from that city. But he has to do it in a way which is not obvious. Okay. So first case, the person goes to place Mokum, which they do malach, to place where they don't do malach. See, loyas, he cannot do malach. That's all. Meyer, because you to lach, shalom, and come, he's planning to go home. But the end, die to lach, sir, if you live in Midbaros. If you're planning to settle in this place, this becomes not your minig, you don't do malach. So I don't care where you are. Once you walk out, back out to the Midbaros, it doesn't help you. You became a part of this city which doesn't do malach. No, you're going back home. And over there, they do malach. So you're allowed to do it. You can't do it in the city, even in Sinna, because you're afraid that it's not going to remain Sinna. But you can go out of the city and do it over there. But Yishu, Shai Yisrael. Now, let's all talk about it. He's in a place where there are Jews. So, once he's arrived at the tomb of that city, it's called he's arrived. like we said, and it has to be dafka of the Jews. There's only non-Jews there. It's a bakim issue of non-Jews. That's equivalent to the midbar. This man is that gets much more challenging because we have Jews everywhere. It's not from Jews because we'll see that when we get to the lochos of Yatav Sheni. You know, can you use his idea? I'll go out. I, the Israeli, you know, who's not keeping Yatav Sheni, can I go out there? Moshe Tchum, because I want to go to Moshe Tchum. I have Moshe Tchum with Yatav Sheni. It's a place where there's no Jews. Well, maybe a Jew will come there. A lot of walk on them. They cannot not be on Tchum. Yeah, but if there's not true Jews on my coast, there's like a problem. The law has to take those into consideration also. So you should not do malacha in the issue, but they have a cloak, it's your sign. Philip Tzino, even in a private way. Now, we said privately is mutter. But malacha specifically is an exception. Why? The malacha, yeah, chalasus, kokat, tzino shli is vada. It's very hard to do malacha in a way which will not be known. But you may go out to the middle. Your cast, which learn to stay a year, close to him, you go beyond the tomb, your mother, Shane, on Shane, you should put in some people that normally don't come there. Kim should not to lax on the Makam Rishon, should kill and shop. That's all he's stressing again, because you're planning to go back to your original city. So for you, this is mutter. Okay? A person goes to a place which doesn't do to a place which does. He should not do malach because he came from a place which doesn't. Lo yasa yotes. Zemari gam came and died to lach. Shalom kavu because you're planning to go back home. So you still have the meaning of not doing malach. Well, can't learn if the middle kumrei malchum shiatsa mishol. Therefore, he does not lose the responsibility to keep the malach, the kumra from where he came. Abu Madai tali shakeyaka. He's planning to settle here, loyal and forever. In Turk, lachra committing malchum shiatsa mishol. You lose the middle of malchum where you came from. The yochalis nai kekulei malchum shiatsa b'mineyim achshon. You're allowed to keep the kulas of where you are now. That seems to be really clear. That's over there. Tavkuf Ayin Dal is a lochos of Hilchos Tainus. The Tzibur regards to Tanesim. So there are scenarios where City A had undertaken a certain Tainus, and City B had not. Shachanar seems to say pretty clearly, we travel from the city which does keep the Tanesim, the city which doesn't do the Tanesim, and not undertaken the Tanesim. You settle here, you don't have the Tanesim anymore. Now, the reason why he's stressing that is because according to the way the Gemara learns this din is not true. Even if it's not to the Shakeya, you keep looking where you came from. You know, you plan to settle. Not like the Mishabur. The Mishabur said, no, you plan to settle, you throw your old rumors out the window, keep looking at the fools in the city. This halacha, by the way, is the idea of a woman she marries, she takes her husband from home. Sort of like she's moving. You know, it's not moving from the city, it's not moving, it's moving through her intention to become part of this household with the minigum of that household. Okay. So now he gets the chumras where he came from, and he also keeps the chumras of where he went to. He was planning to go back, and his place there may go. Over here, have to be back. Remember, they have a cloak. This can operation. Okay. Now you keep the chumras of where you came from, which means you're not doing malach. It's everybody else that said he's doing malach. You're not doing the malach. But this is don't publicize it. Chafal, Malvish came in Lo Yisroel. Koya Hecha, the Lois Malach, Kumri Rokham, Shiyaf, Misha, you're keeping the Chum from where you came from. And you're not doing malach. Everybody else is doing malach. Lo Yisroel. The Chosman, Shlo Yara, Hecker, Nifneim, Shubato, Machmas, Yisr. Lo Yisroel, Chaykis. The Mimra Army, Malach, who the last lady. Yeah, he wasn't busy. He had nothing to do today. It's possible. It's not obvious. But don't publicize it, because then you know, that's a problem. The Rambam says, V'chein. V'shibur chabez. Halosh kan v'dumma me'oy. This stem of the Shibur is very, very unclear. So I call a simple daita lach. So the mekarmer, the whole till seven till now, was in the case of a daita lach. Now you see why the raw didn't learn like that. Because he learned the whole seven till now, some case of person, which is eight daita lach. That's a drama. And by the way, in the case of person daita lach, there's also a lot. But according to the way the Morgan Rob is learning, so now we're talking about a case of a daitel oxer. This is that, by the way, a daitel oxer, that's what we're talking about until now. Right? Torch accepted them. Because according to the kids of Losh and Yeshkan, because the tape is called. So the word became called, you should like the last of them. Right. The love of the Malkah for Kabbalah, he means like this. The love of the Malkah shows Malacha. As long as you know it's Malacha, it's not limited only to this issue of Malacha and the minute of Erev Pesach before Chatzos. The truth is, this is a general rule by all Malacha. No, no, but Chomer is a Malacha. No, you can't Malacha Macher, no, by Fanacher. Different Malacha, different cities, this is going to be the rule. So, the person is planning to go back home. He keeps the kulos of his original place in his stupid sinner. You have to shave off some of the right. Else there and you can't do it. You can't give it a practication. He keeps the chumras of where he came from, also not done in a way which is obvious. Right? Now over here he doesn't mention anything about Yishev and Midbar. So Yishev Bura points out, because many Midhagim, you could do the Mitzin and it'll remain private. So you don't need to go out into the Midbar. Similarly, in the case of Malacha, which is mentioned earlier, that we do not allow in the Yishev because we assume it will not remain private. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah is a snake of. So the dinner's law Yisroel, we're talking over here, has two applications. One is where you came from a place which is machmer. Over here they're makel. You shouldn't be machmer in a way which is obvious that you're being machmer. Different than that. And if you come from a place which is makel, and they're machmer, you want to be makel, you could, as long as it's not obvious to people what you're doing. Aleph, hechad the minute for kavod lahakel. He came from a place which is makel. Oh, makel, he wants to be makel. So that's mutter, we said, because he's planning to go back from where he came from, so he can be makel. But tzarich lizrak a part of shal yisroel if they actually a mokum hechad everything. You cannot make it obvious what you're doing. You're being makel. It's not righteous if. Ella, hechad lotzes when midbar commemoration. When you mokum shesem malachim. But even though I told you must do it in a way which is private, but the case of Malacha, you have to go out of the city. But other things, you don't need to go outside of the city. The Shani Malacha, the Yafshir, the Shalom, the Spad, the Lanshi, the Malacha, the Shiasim here. Malacha is something that will become known. Mashenkin, Bashari, Min Hagen, Shalom, the Spad, the Shiasim, the Sinai. If you do them privately, people will not know about it. Okay, Loy Lahak, Loy Hikmar, Loy Rakshal Yisra, Bifnei, the only thing he says, all these requires you don't do it publicly. But Shalom Rishal Yasim for us. Okay, so that's the case. When you come from a place which is Makel, you go to a place which is Machmer, you continue to be Makel privately. Base. Echad the Minig Makamoi was Lahachmer. He's come from a place which is Mach, and he comes to a place which is Makel. So he says, he's Machmer still. He's being Machmer. Zorah, Zorah, Gan, Kishal Yisroel, Biflame, Shu Machmer. Don't publicize the fact that you're being Machmer. Because now in the Malach. Now, what do you do? On the Hecha, she Yafshal, Shalayagisha, but she's been Shanam in Malach. I came from a place which is not from a place which is made. And there's no way to do it in a way which is Mitzin. But it's my meaning is not. Malasot. Yeshalina Lakula Kimoisam. I feel like a Shaddai to Lach, so the Makaba Shemach Mir. You undertake their Kula while you're here, if they have Machlokes, because otherwise you're going to have Machlokes. Now, that's only true with Afki, because there was that in Osir Mikir Adit. Ella Shanogu Leisr. There was a minute, three months around something that's created an Isr. So you know what? Forgo your minute. But if Iker did, it's Osir. Never Shu Osir Mitzad Adin, Phil Isr the Rabbanan. Even if it's the Dimal Isr the Rabbanan. Okay. Will not be matter that. So the court is a case where there's a question about a certain type of chalev. The chalev which sits on the bend of the duat. So is that chalev considered a chalev which is also eat or not? That was the court said there was a difference in the minig and Eretz and Bovel. Eretz Yisrael, they were makel on that. Bovel, they were matter on that. So Mora says that there was a mayor, so he couldn't do it in such a way that Mora says he had to keep that minute. He held his ulcer. The person who held his ulcer had to keep the machmer, even though people walked in the middle of these. You know, what was the case? People. Well, the Mora says one. The Mora says two cases. One case, the person was friend someone was involved in make. They walked in. But no, he's eating it. It's like, what about McDonald's? For them, it's also needs. So Mora says that he continued eating it. So how continued eating it? Because there was a chum. The chum understood that there's a man hugging. So that's not going to be painful for him. Versus Lehepa, in the case where if an issue government for him, he'd have to be back, even though people would see him.
So what does he do with the other way?
His minig is not to eat. It's even in the case where it would become obvious, since he holds the ulcer maker at din, not just the minig issue, he holds the ulcer, so then he can't be maker. There was a question of a minig, they undertook a certain chumrah, a certain haga. So then he would be makel. If he cannot hide it, he'd be makel. He would not keep. But in a case where he holds up a punch.
Because why? Because people get resentful. I know they do, but I never understood why. I don't know if people care what you do if it doesn't hurt anybody. But it seems like it really bothers people. When someone's mocking them or something, it makes them cringe.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. Obviously, it's something new because it's reflected here.
Well, the least will answer, Octotish, Lalabra, Divrain, Serpent, Sherman, the Reserve of Kai, Misa, and Ishermai. Is it their bottom? You can't play games, it's their bottom.
Wasn't the Mora that said that your minig is not to do work in there, and you're in a town where they do work. And no one's going to question it. They're going to say,
Correct. That's not obvious. Again, the point is, if someone's not obvious, it's fine. There might be a situation where it becomes obvious to what I'm doing, I'm being mocked here. So now what do I do? If it's just something which is a question about the hug or table.
Even the fat, I mean, the chalev, I mean, I don't like chalev. I don't want to eat raw fat. What is that? Whatever it is, I don't want to eat them. I'm on a diet. I don't want to eat them. I mean, why is that so obvious also? I mean, some people like tops of chicken, some people like bottoms. I mean, what is that?
I'm not sure they work like that. Once upon a time, they were the god.
They just ate anything that didn't move.
Even some things which did. But okay. Fine. So, he shouldn't do it in a way which is obvious because of machloekes. Chavdal machloekes. Chavdal. So here we go. Kazo person, his minig is going to be made. Well, also coming hager b'tzindo. So he's doing like his minig in a private way. And what's on shem welcome shubo achshav. Then people found him. Charla hasik min hager. So here we have to stop. Now machloekes. The person who walked in was a Tamachachim. Tamachachim Yodesh is that totally a minig, ain't come a chloikis. He understands the different minhagim, and there's no more chloikis by him, because he understands the concepts. But even that, you can't start with a chil like that. If he walks in, you don't have to stop. Okay. Now, the two interesting things over here in the Bir Halacha. The first Bir Halacha grapples with how to learn from the Shulchan Aruch, like the Chagakov and the Gra or the Magen Avraham, and he comes out to the Yigur Pshat like the Magen Avraham, the way we learn the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. So the Mishnah, Chumrim Makom. Ein Rach Reidim Shekosu. Lepokim Inei Chumrim Makom Sheyotze Mishom. Badafkim the Makom Shebor Shom Yesh Minei Kabu Al Lehetim. So in City X they're Machmir, and I moved to City Y. I dropped those Minhagim because in City Y there's a new Minei. City Y has no Minei. So then I keep the Chumrim where I came from. There's no set minhag. I still keep the chumras where I came from, which is why your people, you know, they came from Europe, City X, they come to America, they still keep them. Why? Keep the minhag where I came from, because there's no minhag here. Once there's no minhag here, then I'm equipped to keep the minhag where I came from.
I'm trying to figure out an example of that. I mean, for example, the work example. If they don't have a minhag, that means the minhag is the work. The town doesn't have a minhag. No, the minhag's happen. If I want to work, I work. So then it's not. Then by definition, it has a minhag.
Well,
you
can
use the work. You want to work. What's an example of where there's no minhag at all?
Well,
chelik is either kosher or treif. I mean, if it's kosher, you eat it. Treif, they don't.
Well, you could have a scenario where we have no set minhag in this city. Some people do one way, some people do the other way. So
people just mix like here where there's a melting pot.
The melting pot, right? So there's no set minhag. So then you keep a minhag where you came from, even though you settled in here. Right. Furthermore, the kila shenekrabo. There was a set minhag in the kehila.
Is it similar to like in certain towns a few hundred years ago? You would have a town where half of them were misnagdim and half of them were chassidim. So is that an example of a town with no minhag because they would do things differently?
That probably what happens. It's divided up as if there was two bate dinim. So it came almost like two different towns. That might be a different problem because you clearly belong to one camp or the other.
That's not the situation.
Right. No, just, you know, there's...
I'm just trying to think of a sense of where, how it could be a town with no minhag.
Well, this is, you know...
I mean, by Goyim, I could understand, by Jews, I can't even imagine that there's something that they don't have a tradition about.
Well, again, the example would be where... there was, you go back many generations, there was two approaches to it. They just left it sitting like that. There was a city, and the city had been exposed. There had been an expulsion from the city or something like that. The city was destroyed. Very common problem in Europe. Later on, there was a very clear minhag in the city of Vienna. There was an expulsion from Vienna. All Jews were expelled from Vienna. Now, X amount of years later, they let people in. People moved in weren't the same people. New people moved in. Okay, so now what happens? There's a minhag Vienna, there's a minhag Vienna minhag, but there's a, so if I move in while there's a Vienna Kehillah, is one thing. There's no Vienna Kehillah anymore. Like, there's nobody there. The minhag was not to be machmir what they used to do in Vienna. So they don't have to. Once the people were expelled, there's no minhag anymore. Now, okay, that's if nobody remains. If somebody remains, there's one out the Vienna. They let him stay, you know. Good, so now there's a minhag means still. Because the Prima says, no, one second. Even if some people stay, ain't sure. Okay, so he says, he's not sure. So the Mishabura, I'll tell you the rule. It depends whether the killer remained enough to function. Even if the majority of the city was expelled, a minority remained. But that minority was functioning. As long as it's still functioning as a kehila, so then whoever moves in must join that the minhag of the kehila. Then shear the kilo to mush and mukham to another shimmer the kamei. Till the boy will suck a robbing man. Even if the new people move in, we're majority more than the original group which is there. It's fallen hammer la meat shibbo. They become tofel to the meat. Okay, imloy, which is your case of the chassidim, shekila hachadoshim is the hegas b'fnei atzmo, v'ni misarevus imakila yeshana v'inyonel. Something like the whole group was in the cape. They maintain a whole separate kila structure. That's a different ball game. Right, that's a different ball game. If they move in, joining the kila structure, which is here, they join the minhagim also. But it's common that keeping maintaining independence. Commercial motzi makilas a gdarla shanim so we have kama kilas al kolachas is a hegas a kfimin. You have large cities where you have different groups that keep totally separate with their own minhagim. Yeah, so there they maintain their minhag. They don't join the minhag of the numah. The kain is barbed with several pichah. We're shom the kila. What's called the kila? Yesh for minyan mikri kila. There's 10 men left. That's called the kila. Boim shom the tefillin. Everyone else comes in. So now 3,000 people moved in. They join that kila. They're tumble to that. They keep them in. They join. They must undertake them in hugum of the city. Now, since it's just a million people, Pasha, the Kamanosa Shiesha, Kaponim, Kulturfik, Seber, Kenog. It means they have a functioning place. Database of Knesses, Yispel, Lamachoyam, and Seber, Yeshem, Maritim, they have some type of a rub. Rumikva, Kadamah, Kenog, Bukhokil, so they have a functioning city. The Lachim Gam, Kain, Heba, Atsman, Hippolis, Layaris, Asmuchas, Lachim, and Kenog. If they don't have that, so they're not an independent Kehila, they're schlepping to the next town over this week, ask the Rav Shai. To use the mikvah. So they're not a kehila. Right? So that whoever was in is not mashuba to them. So you have to function in kehila. The iron oid prote didim harbor bezebesim. Pichonish v'chayonim kalkul v'zayin. Pichonish has like a few pages of going to various different scenarios of when you keep the nominic, don't keep the nominic, etc.
So what you're coming out with is that rare exception. Nowadays, everything is so mixed up that you don't have a minig of a city.
Correct.
I think the only exception to that would be like a square town or Monroe or something like that, where they have
very clear one homogeneous
group that just moves
in. Right, so if I would want to move in the square, I would basically become, if I would move in there, so I become a Shabbat Sadr. There is a concept in Allah where she talks about you have a minhag and makom of a shul. But if within this kehila, you know, the shul, we don't function as a full bona fide kehila, but at least minhag which are negated, at least to the shul per se, for davening, etc., there's a musik of minhag and makom. So Rasha holds that a person, Thomas Nusuf Svar, and he's davening the shul, which is Nusuf Ashkenaz, and that's clear the minhag of the shul. The Sarashkas, you should not daven the Sarashkas out loud. You should open Sinna. Anything which is done out loud, for example, Kedusha, he has to answer Kedusha according to the Mishnah Bakr. The Ravadi disagrees.
Who does?
The Ravadi Yosef disagrees.
And what does he say?
He says that you can keep your, you can do it that's your minute. He says you're not settling here. So you keep your minute, even though it's different. He says,
but you're settling in the shul.
So he says, you know. So they say in the Kaddish, you say, knock these shock, you say as loud as you want, you know, make sure here's
as long as you don't do it in front of the Yaman.
Right.
Not everybody agrees, right?
Correct.
I've seen some people say, even in this shul, you know, in the summertime, saying Marta helps.
Right, they shouldn't do that. Most of them do because they forget. They're not used to.
No, I think they do it for now.
Oh, that's also possible.
My case would be because I forgot, since I say it privately now. Since
I'm rooting. Yeah, I understand. Don't forget. Now, Russia's an interesting question. Let's
say but you forget, you would forget some of the time. These folks do it all the time. So you can't forget all the time.
So let's say we're starting a new issue. They're starting a new city. So a group is this, they buy property there, everybody moves in at one time.
Like
square, you know, so they have a lot of these, you know, these the moshavim, these kibbutzim. A group bought an area, and they're building next to the house, and they're moving in. So they're much like Shkobos the road. There's a group of people moving in, the right of the people have, you know, it's better to make a minigam up. You have one team, one way to do it. You see, Chazal didn't like it, they were doing different things. It wasn't a great idea for them. So it's better in a situation where you, if you, if you're settling together, you should make establish a minute, and that would go most of the majority. What's the majority? Interesting true for Marsha, you know. So my minute of this was X, but now we're settling here, and the majority does Y. I really should switch the law.
So does that also in Talay seem the same thing? Like sometimes you see somebody grab a talis and they get an aliyah.
Somebody grab a talis and what?
If they get like an aliyah. You know, during is that the same way?
You know, again, if there's an established minute one way or the other, it's probably better. You know,
not to.
I think when I got a lead here, right now, one time I had to put it on towels. But happened, a guy comes to yeshiva with a minute to wear a towel. The guy says, "Oh, the towel is." Excuse me, a minute, come on, a minute, let's put on towels, put on towels. You know, don't give me an argument.
You have a shul with a rob. I should differentiate. I mean, there's two types of shuls with rabbis. So sometimes it's like here where you elect them or whatever, and sometimes he buys a building and he's the rabbi. I mean, because he can come out because he owns the building. So let's say that situation where the rabbi is he owns the building.
So he's kaveya pasha.
So he could be kaveya menhagen for the whole shul, right?
Because then you're really like Byron said, as he said to me, you know. If I put up a sign, you may not enter this house unless you wear a pink hat. It might be strange, but it's my house.
Right.
You want to walk in, you put on a pink hat.
Right.
You don't want to walk in, so you don't want to put a pink hat, don't walk in.
Right.
You have the right to walk in and say, excuse me, it's strange, I'm not wearing a pink hat.
Yeah.
That's the same.
Right.
It's my property, that was the motion they gave with the pink hat. That's
a good thing for Purim.
So, I mean, I had an argument with a certain person about certain halachos. Thing, you know. He came to yeshiva and he decided to do differently.
Yeah.
I said, you know, the Rebbe said to the person, says, Rebbe Reingold is the person who's conveyed with the many of them.
Yeah.
It's his place. You want to do your business, but you can't walk in front of him and do the opposite.
Right.
Excuse me, it's like wearing a pink hat. It's wearing a pink hat. You hold it around with sugar, fine. But,
yeah.
But here we wear pink hats. You know.